a really very brief comment on today's Torah portion and also on the one that comes after it. You know, the rabbis were very concerned with the idea that people would not trust the leaders in their own time because they would always compare them to leaders in previous times. They would say to the leadership, you know, well, you're no Moses, or you're no whoever it was that you grew up with, because we know we all have a tendency to idealize the people that we knew when we were young, right? So people think of the rabbis when they were young, or the teachers when they were young, and they always think that they're better, or the presidents when they were young, and they think that they're better than the leadership now. So I don't know which rabbi said this, but a very clever rabbi pointed out that the name of this week's parsha is what? Acharei Mot, which means after death. What is the name of next week's parsha? Anyone know? Kedoshim, which means what? Holy. So they said, you see, after death, everyone is holy. As soon as a leader dies, everybody talks about how wonderful they are. When they're alive, not so much. And I was thinking about this because Lincoln is a perfect example. No president was more vilified in his lifetime than Abraham Lincoln. Hated, cursed. The things they said about Lincoln, what people say today about the president doesn't begin to compare to what people used to say about Lincoln. The terrible epithets they threw at him. But after his assassination, he became a saint. And that tendency, the tendency to see people, especially leaders, as greater once they're gone, led the rabbis to what is in rabbinic literature a famous phrase, which is Yiftach bidoro kishmuel bidoro. That Yiftach, who was not such a great guy in the book of Judges, in fact, probably sacrificed his daughter. It's a long story, I'll get into it another time. It says, Yiftach in his generation is to be thought of as Samuel in his generation. In other words, each generation has called for a different kind of leadership and a different sort of leader, and the veneration of those who are dead at the expense of those who are living doesn't help. So you should compare those who are living to others who are living. If you don't like the political leadership, you have to compare it to other political leadership, not to Franklin Roosevelt or George Washington or Abraham Lincoln. Because if you look back at the press that those people got when they were alive, it will surprise you at how unflattering it was. I just thought that was a nice little, especially because we're about to sit at the Seder and pray for Elijah to come. If you look, for example, at Elijah in context also, you see that most of Israel ignored him and turned away. We all think that if we had only known Elijah, of course we would have followed him, but in his own day, Elijah wasn't followed either. So this is either encouraging or discouraging to you, depending on how you feel about leadership, but it is worth knowing that no matter who it is that you think was wonderful in the past, the people around him didn't think he was so great. And with that, let's bring everybody in.